heartfelt love letter has been written for you. Someone is madly in love with you. Want to know more?
This morning on Wake Up With Hope, Neil Schofield takes us on an artistic journey through this profound love letter. We also have healthy and delicious food, music, and more.
Come along with us. Good morning and happy Wednesday to you, and welcome to Wake Up With Hope.
As you begin this new day, we want to remind you that God promises to be with you wherever you go, and we pray that you will cherish this thought as you go throughout your day.
That's right. Today is National Banana Day. All right. You know, some people go bananas, but most people like bananas. I mean, what's not to like? You like bananas?
Yeah, I like bananas. They're not my top favorite, but I do like them. It's not that I dislike them.
I like bananas too, but it's not like when I eat it plain, there's other fruit that are a little bit more exciting to me.
Yeah.
But I like bananas. Mm-hmm. They fill you up with that good for you kind of nutrients that mm-hmm. give you strength.
They're a great source of essential vitamins and minerals, including potassium, vitamin C, vitamin B6, and magnesium. They also help improve your heart health, your digestive health, skin and eye health. And that's not all though. They can also give you an energy boost, help regulate your mood, and even help you recover faster from exercise. So they also even support our immune system. They sound like a pretty powerful food.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just learned some new things about bananas. Yeah. Wow. So friends, go ahead and celebrate National Banana Day. You know, make a smoothie with bananas. How's that?
That
or make
good.
Banana ice cream with frozen bananas.
We like to do that.
Through a Champion juicer, you know, or just eat it plain. Either way, it's good. Mm-hmm. Very good for you.
Friends, isn't it amazing how God has given us so much goodness in the things of the earth? It's almost like every fruit, flower, bird, and other things in nature are love letters to us from Him.
That's right. And speaking of God's love and love letters, well, on today's program, we're going to talk about one that was written just for you. But first, let's take a look back at what took place on this day in history.
On this day in history in 1790, Benjamin Franklin, an American statesman, printer, scientist, and writer, passed away in Philadelphia at the age of 84. Born in Boston, Massachusetts, Franklin rose to prominence as a printer and publisher. He played a significant role in the American Revolution, drafting the Declaration of Independence and securing French support for the American cause. Franklin also made significant contributions to science, particularly in electricity, and is known for his inventions such as the lightning rod and bifocals. He served as a diplomat in Europe and played a key role in negotiating the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War. Franklin's intellect, wit, and wisdom continue to inspire generations.
You know, friend, God has equipped each one of us with unique abilities and opportunities to fulfill His purpose. Like Franklin, we may all embrace our calling with courage and determination, trusting in God's guidance every step of the way. And just as Franklin used his talents and intellect to contribute to the betterment of society, we may also seek to use our gifts to glorify God and lift up those around us. So today, friends, we encourage you to make a positive difference in the life of others through acts of service, words of encouragement, or sharing the love of Christ with those around you. So will you accept that challenge today? I know I want to.
Me too.
And I'll begin by giving you a hug and saying how much I love and appreciate you.
Thank you. Well, friends, gumbo. Have you ever heard of that? That is a healthy and delicious food that the healthy foodie is in the kitchen this morning showing us how to make. Enjoy.
Thank you.
It's time to explore that mysterious love letter we've been talking about as Neil Schofield shares on today's episode of Masterstroke.
Have you ever received a love letter? I don't mean an email or a Facebook message. I mean a real one. A letter handwritten and posted or hand-delivered. In 1808, Willem Bartel van der Kooi won 2,000 guilders from the Dutch art school for his painting A Lady with a Footman Handing a Letter. Now, that's not a very romantic title, is it? If you visit the Rijksmuseum today, you'll see this painting with the title The Love Letter. In this painting, we see a messenger delivering the letter. The seal is on the back and it's yet to be opened. Anticipation and tension is in the air. Who's this letter from? What will it say? Her heart begins to flutter. All eyes are on this letter as it's handed over to the young lady.
Far away, find us in the future.
So, how do you write a love letter? We're told to choose nice paper. Begin with something romantic. Tell the person what you love about them and write about the future you have together. I believe the greatest love letter is the Bible. And it's a pretty long letter. In fact, it's many letters written over thousands of years. Here we find God telling us how much He loves us, sharing the hopes of a wonderful future. He woos us to come to Him in a love response. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. The Bible says God is love. The next time you're feeling a bit down, a bit discouraged, feeling like no one really cares, read the Bible. The Bible is God's love letter to you. A love letter you can read every day.
When we return, we will have inspiring music. And later, John Bradshaw from It Is Written joins us to share a devotional thought.
Don't forget, if you're enjoying today's show, friends, share it with one of your friends or visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup and check us out on YouTube to subscribe to our channel and keep up with us there.
We'll be right back.
Music has the power to be a healing balm to the soul. It is also a natural part of worship as we ponder and consider the amazing love of God. Join us now as we share inspiring music from Mark Prentice as he sings, I Surrender All.
To Jesus I surrender all, to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. Lord, I surrender all to Thee. My blessed Savior, I surrender all. to Jesus, I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to thee.
If you're enjoying today's program, be sure to share it and spread a little love. You can also visit our website at hopetv.org/wakeup. We have to take a short break, but after the break, we're going to have today's devotional thought by Pastor John Bradshaw. Stay with us.
Welcome back, friends.
John Bradshaw from It Is Written is with us here today to share a devotional thought.
It is great to see you. I hope your day is going well and that God has blessed you. Well, I know He's blessed you. I hope you've got a great day planned, that whatever you're in the middle of right now, you can say, the Lord is with me, God is my God, I have everything to look forward to, Jesus is coming back soon, I'm heading to eternity, this is a great day to be alive. So, my son and I like to dive, scuba dive. We don't dive nearly enough. But my son's a good diver. We love getting down under the water. It's like a whole different world down there. We just love it. Remember diving one time with sharks? When I say diving with sharks, we were pretty well stationary. The sharks were zipping backwards and forwards in front of us. Black-tipped reef sharks, which usually are pretty safe, but there have been times. And I enjoy it a lot. My son, if we dive and he sees a shark, he's all happy. If I see a shark, I'm less happy. Me, I just want to see turtles. That's a great day. And then I'll take anything else as a bonus. Like I said, we're not the most experienced divers. We don't dive nearly enough. We haven't been on enough dives. But we still dive and we love to dive. So, my friend's daughter decided that she was going to go out and dive one day. And she was all very excited. She was in another country from the United States, but she was abroad. And her mother happened to be there with her father as well and a friend. And she announced to her mother that tomorrow we're going to go scuba diving with sharks. With sharks. Her mother is saying, what do you mean you are diving with sharks? And she said, well, they're going to take us down. And this was not going to be the situation where you get in a cage and the sharks are swimming around the cage. These were going to be sharks. I mean, not great whites or anything, but you're more predictable, less antagonistic sharks. Anything can happen. And they were going to be down there. There would be sharks in the neighborhood. So they'd be down there with sharks. Her mother said, you've got to be out of your mind. You're going to dive with sharks. Intentionally? Oh, yes, intentionally. This will be a thrill. We'll get to see sharks and their magnificent creatures, which they are. Her mother said, I don't know that you should do this, but, you know, the daughter was an adult by now, and mother couldn't exactly forbid her from doing it. Are you sure you need to do this, daughter? Yes, we're going to do it. My friend and I, it's going to be a great day. We've got our places booked. We've contacted the company. We're going diving tomorrow. We just can't wait. Mother did not share her daughter's enthusiasm. And this is not a matter of right and wrong. The daughter wanted to go. The mother was worried. The daughter was a daughter. The mother was a mother. You understand how this goes. And my friend told me she stayed up all night praying that God would protect her daughter. And her daughter's friend and whoever else might have been there. She prayed and prayed and prayed, pleading with God to protect her daughter. Well, in the morning, the phone rang and the daughter was summoned to the phone. Yes, really? Oh, okay, thanks for the call. Maybe another time, bye-bye. What was that? People wanted to know. The daughter explained that it was the dive company and that they called to say something very much like, we're really sorry about this and this has never happened before, but as far as we can tell, there are no sharks in the bay and it would be pointless us taking the boat out and taking you out today to see sharks that aren't there. Now, how did they know? I don't know. I didn't dig too deep. I listened to the story and verified and smiled a lot. They called off the dive trip. There were no sharks. I wonder why. No, I don't think God is against sharks. I don't think God is against people diving with sharks necessarily. I don't think God caused that a calamity wouldn't take place, although maybe he did. Maybe he did. But the point is this. Mum prayed for her daughter, prayed for her daughter's safety, and ended up praying the sharks out of the bay. Does God answer prayer or not? The answer is yes, he absolutely does. Now, it might be that some people say, well, God never answered any of my prayers. Did you pray? And did you pray sincerely? I'll come back around to that, because to say that your prayer wasn't answered because you didn't say pray sincerely, yeah, that's a dangerous thing to say. So I'll qualify that. But did you pray? The Bible says that there were times Jesus, and I quote now, continued all night in prayer. Continued all night in prayer. Why would he do that? You understand, Jesus came to this earth as a man. He was in a battle, a constant battle with the darkest forces in the history of darkness. Satan and all of his legions of angels turned their guns on Jesus and attacked him relentlessly. They worked through people. They worked through elements, I'm sure. They worked relentlessly to turn Jesus out of the way. Jesus was opposed by religious leaders. Jesus was opposed by all sorts of circumstances and many different kinds of people. His own disciples doubted him at times. He was assailed with temptation. The Bible says he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And so Jesus prayed. He needed his Father's presence in his life. He needed spiritual strength. He needed victory over temptation. He needed to be delivered from temptation so that he did not end up yielding to temptation. Jesus prayed. He prayed that he would be able to reveal the Father to people. He said, "He that has seen me has seen the Father." That didn't happen by mistake. Jesus prayed that his Father would be seen in his life. Now, friend, you're in a battle. An absolute no-holds-barred spiritual battle right now. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5 that the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but we do wrestle with principalities and powers. We are wrestling with spiritual forces, Paul wrote to the Ephesians and said really, really clearly. Now, they knew that they lived in Ephesus, which was grand central station for idolatry and the occult. So they knew. Nevertheless, or should I say, this is why Jesus reminded them they were in a spiritual battle. They were, we are. Which means we really got to pray. Now, I'm going to come back to that point I made and sort of correct it. Why then are sometimes prayers not answered? Well, sometimes because you didn't pray with any sincerity. I mean, if you pray, if you could cure grandma, I mean, that was barely a prayer. Sometimes God will take that, but if you can't be bothered to pray sincerely, you shouldn't expect that God can be bothered to answer, because he's going to realize that your heart's not really in it. Now, having said that, there are many, many very, very sincere prayers that have been prayed and were not answered according to the wishes of the petitioner. You prayed for fine weather, it rained. You prayed grandpa would get well, he died. You prayed for your daughter's safety and she got in a car accident and you wonder. You prayed about a job you didn't get. You prayed about a home you wanted to buy. You couldn't get the financing. You prayed for your practice and your practice started to stutter and stumble and things got really tight. You laid people off. Why? Here's the answer. You want to know the answers to why God doesn't answer prayer? Don't know. Don't know. Don't really know. Now, I could give you a more flowery answer than that, but I don't know. God knows, though. Some situations, it's not best that he gives you what you ask for. I don't know why. That's just the way God designs it sometimes. The key is, in situations like that, can you trust him anyway? Or do you just want the stuff that God offers, the blessings, without wanting to walk the road with Jesus? It's important to pray. My friend, pray to away sharks. You pray and God will do great things in your life. Great to see you. Have a great day. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor John. Your words are always so encouraging.
And thank you for watching Wake Up with Hope. You know, we enjoyed spending our time with you today.
We sure did, friends. And don't forget, tomorrow morning we'll be right here looking for you. We will share another inspiring Reflections of Hope episode, take an artistic journey through the conversion of Paul, be back in the kitchen, and continue the series on Knowing God with Dr. John Peckham. Don't miss it. And if you enjoyed today's devotional thought and would like to learn more, visit hope.study to receive your free Bible study guides.
I hope you didn't miss that. Again, that's hope.study. We sure it's going to be a blessing for you and your friends. Now, we can't leave without sharing a daily Bible promise. And today's promise is found in Joel chapter 2, verse 21.
It says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things."
You know, friends, even in the times of uncertainty or fear, we can find comfort in knowing that God is with us, working wonders beyond our understanding. So let go of fear, embrace joy, and have faith in the greatness of God's power and love. He only does marvelous things. It's a wonderful promise.
It is. It really, truly is. Friends, may God bless you today as we've begun this day with hope and a grateful heart because of Jesus living for us. May we take that hope and joy through this day. Have a great Wednesday.
Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you. You know, our hearts are just filled with hope and love. And today, Lord, we know that you are with us. We want to believe that you will carry us through this day. We know that you're faithful to your promise, and so we praise you. I pray now that you would be with each individual person in the home, and may you walk with us and guide our steps in Jesus' name. Amen.